Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Please, sir, I don't want any trouble.
I need you to listen carefully. There are 1,000 blue boys out there hunting for this. And if they find it, I start shooting. You follow? Making matters worse, there are 1,000 racket boys hunting for it too. And if they find it, they start shooting. You follow?
Don't want to be involved in whatever it is you do.
You know exactly what it is that we do.
Well, full house tonight, huh?
Oh my, the dark side of Suits and Ties. A new theatrical release, The Outfit. And, look, Tim Lammers is always on Fridays, and he agreed to come on today at 5:20, and this update brought to you by the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Good to have you with us, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Yes, there's a dark side to Suits and Ties. There's a dark side to everything.
Well, that's true. That is very true, sir. Yes. The yin and the yang.
In this case,
yeah.
It's called The Outfit. It's a gangster movie, actually, set in Chicago. 1956, in a clothing shop.
Really?
A British tailor, nicknamed English, played by the always great Mark Rylance. He does some business, as you probably gathered from that clip. He's got some very shady clientele. That's because his place also serves as a mob drop, okay? A pair of gangsters show up one night. One of them has a bullet wound. So English is forced to sew him up. And then all of a sudden, he finds himself in the middle of this gangland war. So he needs to outwit these gangsters over the course of one night, and he has to save his receptionist, Mabel, played by Zoe Deutsch. So things are going to be kind of tricky. So it does definitely have a classic mob movie vibe to it. I mean, it's not The Godfather, but it's got atmosphere. It's got setting. It's got the wise guys. Acting is terrific. I thought it was a great movie.
Okay. And that's in theaters right now. Okay.
Theaters only, and for people who love the local stage, Mark Rylance, Oscar-winning actor who's worked with Spielberg a bunch of times, actually has done quite a bit of work at the Guthrie Theater. People know who Mark Rylance is at this point. Plus, little extra local bonus, Zoe Deutsch is the daughter of Leah Thompson, who, of course, Back to the Future, she's from the Twin Cities area. So, yeah, pretty cool local ties.
Very cool. Have to check that out. I really want to get to this next thing. Nominated for Best Picture, Oscar nominee Coda, starring Marley Matlin. Check this out.
Yeah, I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before.
You're the girl with the deaf family?
Yeah. I just want to tell you right now.
And you sing. Interesting.
So, Tim, when I was coming into the studio today, Chad Hartman was leaving. His show was over. He brought up Coda, said it's one of the best movies he has ever seen in his life. He was blown away. I know it's on Apple TV Plus, but he went on and said this thing is going to win all kinds of awards, especially for The Father. I hope you liked it.
I agree with Chad. I mean, it really is an extraordinary movie. I didn't review it initially. It's an Apple TV Plus original film. Obviously, they got it in the theaters to qualify for Oscars. It is nominated for Best Picture, so I thought I want to review this before the Oscars next week. Also, Troy Kotsur, who plays the father in this, Best Supporting Actor. He's won a ton of accolades already. Plus, screenplay. Honestly, I think it deserves a bunch more than that. But you might have gathered from the clip, it's about a deaf family, a mother and father and son, oldest child in the family. The youngest child, a girl, she's 18, is the only member of the family that can hear. And on top of that, she has this extraordinary singing voice. Obviously, the family never knew because there was just no way of them they couldn't even think of something like that. So it's a great film about family. It's about you know making big decisions in your life. I mean, the family needs this girl. She's their communication to the outside world, but yet she wants to find her voice, so to speak, as a singer. So yeah, Paul, watch it tonight. It's an extraordinary film. Clearly one of the most, one of the best films of the last year. One of the most emotional films of the last year, if not years. It's just, there's no way of describing it, apart from the fact that it was very funny. I didn't expect it to be so funny, but believe me, you're going to be in a puddle of tears by the time this movie is over with. It's emotional as well.
So this is one of the best you've seen in some time. I'm glad you like it as much as Chad, and the buzz is incredible. And obviously a family movie. You can watch this one with mom and dad, right?
Oh, yeah, you can watch it with your mom and dad. You can watch it with your kids. Again, it's about a family. You know, the family isn't perfect. They're dysfunctional in a sort of way. But you also find out that everybody else's family has their problems, too. Yep. And these folks are a lot closer than you would think on, you know, looking on the outside in. So, yeah, it's really, again, I can't say extraordinary enough. I don't think I can overhype this one, Paul. I just think it's that great of a film that I hope somehow... It's quite possible this could win Best Picture at the Oscars because it won Best Ensemble at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, and that is their equivalent of the Oscar, and that's the biggest award in the industry after the Oscars for film.
It's called Coda, and it's airing exclusively on Apple TV+. Plus. I want to ask you, Netflix, they may be charging, what, $3 a month for account password sharing outside the household. I guess we are on the air. Do you share your password, and how would they even know if it's you or a loved one? I'm not sure how they would enforce this, but what's your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, no, I don't. I mean, obviously all the kids have their own devices in the house and everything like that. So, Dave and I were actually talking about this off the air. It's like, well, how would they do it? And I'm thinking internet service providers, maybe they could tell that, okay, if this one's being used by this internet service, and then that same account is being used by a different internet service, you know, some kid away at college or something, maybe they could find out that way. So I don't know if they've actually figured that out yet. The other thing about it is I don't think people have to fret just yet. They're testing this in three different countries, and the U.S. isn't one of them. Obviously it's a problem. Otherwise, they wouldn't be looking into it. I don't think this is a matter of them trying to – it's not money grabbing. I think it's only right that they get all of the business that they deserve. You're using their product. You shouldn't be boosting it, right? So – it's going to be interesting. Once this unfolds, we're going to see the results of these test markets, and then they'll go from there. But look, Paul, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago about the price of Netflix, you know, getting as high as $20 for high def.
Yeah.
I thought about it afterwards. I'm thinking, you know what? Let's go to Apple TV+. If you went to Coda in the movie theater That's $10 a piece, plus all the, you know, the fuel and the food and everything else that goes with it. You know, we're talking about one evening out at a movie for $20. And now all of a sudden you're getting this entertainment for $20 for a month.
Yeah.
It really, when you boil it down, it's not that bad. I guess the big problem there is if you got five or six streaming services, yes, that piles up.
You have 27 streaming services? I think I signed up for all of them like an idiot, and I'm using, it's like cable TV. I think the average person watches maybe 7 channels on cable. And so you're paying for all this stuff you're never going to watch. And I just wish there was an app that I could install on my phone that could go through all of these different streamers and say, you know, you used 12 hours last week on Netflix, used 4 hours on Amazon, you know, 3 hours on Hulu, and you haven't used Paramount in 6 months. I mean, it would just help me, because at some point it just becomes unworkable.
I'm going to look into that, Paul. I would almost think something like that would exist. Look, the best suggestion I would make would be, if you think that you're not using one of those services that much, the thing is you're not locked into a long-term contract with any of these. Right. So you can say, hey, I'm not using Paramount Plus for this amount of time, or Hulu or whatever, even Netflix. And you can say, okay, I'm dropping it. Boom, it's done. And then when a show comes up that you really, really want to see, you can just subscribe to it for a month and then you can drop it again. That's the nice part about these services. You're not entering into a long-term contract with any of them, with maybe the exception of Amazon Prime. But look, we get so many other things out of Amazon Prime, the, you know, free 2-day shipping amongst other things. So that, in terms of value, is probably the best service available out there in terms of what you get for your money. But everybody else, it's a per month charge that they deduct from your bank account or whatever every month. So yeah, I would just be very cognizant of how much you're using it, and just knowing that I can cancel this, but I could also re-up it only for a month if I want to, and it'll cost me $5 to see a show on Apple TV Plus or on Paramount Plus or whatever.
Yeah, my kids keep lecturing me. Dad, you pay for what you use. Tim Lammers.
Well, it was like cable back in the day.
I know. Thing. It's cable all over again. Hey, have a great weekend, my friend. We'll send Jordana your love, and we'll catch you on Tuesday.
Indeed. I've actually recommended Coda to her, so hopefully she'll see that this weekend.
I hope so. Thank you, Tim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.